AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. It all happened so quickly around Los Angeles. Santa Ana winds picked up last night, setting off a fast-moving wildfire in Ventura County. Samantha Wells Uniga had to get out of her home fast.
What do you pack in that moment? I'm like throwing shoes and things that don't really matter, and I just wanted to get out of the house, so we just left, basically, with just the clothes on our back.
Her house was destroyed. At least 150 structures in the county burned. There's another wildfire on the northern edge of Los Angeles. Wind gusts have reached 60 miles per hour. Mayor Eric Garcetti says the weather outlook is not good.
We expect this weather for the next 5 days, though today may be the most intense of days. So embers could kick into residential areas.
A local small college had to be evacuated. After his formal endorsement, President Trump is speaking out on Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore. The AP's Sagar Magani is at the White House.
The election is a week from today. The president's given Moore his official backing despite allegations of sexual misconduct.
I think he's going to do very well.
Telling reporters the seat needs to go to somebody with Republican values.
We certainly don't want to have a liberal Democrat that's controlled by Nancy Pelosi and controlled by Chuck Schumer. We don't want to have that for Alabama.
The Republican National Committee followed the president's endorsement by returning some support it pulled from Moore last month. While some GOP senators have softened their tone on Moore, others say they will try to expel him if he's elected. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Female staff members are accusing him of sexual harassment. Michigan Congressman John Conyers says he's resigning. He says the allegations aren't true.
Something that I can't explain where they came from.
The International Olympic Committee suspended the Russian Olympic Committee, and Russian athletes can be competing in the upcoming Winter Olympics as neutrals without their national flag or anthem. This is AP Radio News. A TV network is barring one of its reporters from covering stories involving President Trump.
Brian Ross of ABC News reported an erroneous story last Friday about President Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn. He reported incorrectly that presidential candidate Donald Trump had told Flynn to make contact with the Russians. President Trump called it fake news. Reporter Ross later corrected the story to say that Mr. Trump's instructions came when he was president-elect, not a candidate. Ross was suspended for 4 weeks without pay. An angry ABC News president, James Goldston, ordered that Brian Ross no longer cover stories involving President Trump. I'm Rita Foley.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says he's taking parental leave this month to spend more time with his daughters. Facebook offers 4 months of paid parental leave for both mothers and fathers. Generous for corporate America, but some tech companies offer more. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.